Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, March 12th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry has agreed to resign as violence rages on in the Caribbean nation. Henry, who's been holed up in Puerto Rico and unable to return to Haiti, will reportedly step aside once a traditional council and interim leader are named, moves meant to set in motion an election as quickly as possible. However, Haiti faces a challenging return back to stability as Caribbean leaders navigate engagement with the country's powerful gangs. We're exclusively reporting that authorities in Europe are warning of a new terror threat linked to Iran and the Israel-Hamas war. Several terror plots, some involving suspects posing as refugees, are raising the alarm about the growing array of threats from extremists. According to investigators, a series of separate incidents suggests Europe's terror threat isn't only growing, but is also coming from new sources, complicating the work of security agencies. And Chinese phone maker Xiaomi is taking on the challenge of building its own electric vehicle later this month, seemingly undeterred by Apple's struggle to move into the space earlier this year. Xiaomi, best known for its popular smartphones and home appliances, is set to launch a four-door EV sedan that it hopes will capture consumer interest. While the announcement sent Xiaomi's stock up more than 9% today, the company will be entering the fray as leading brands like Tesla and China's BYD are aggressively cutting prices in an oversupplied market as economic pressures weigh on demand. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, while European shares are up in early trading, with US stock futures looking for direction ahead of the February inflation report due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.